So I came across this guy, his name was Jake. He was a carpenter and he was really very skillful and a gifted carpenter. As he was working on different people's houses, he saw kind of what worked in different houses. He thought, oh yeah, that'd be a really good feature to have in a house that I build one day. And so he set about just pondering what kind of house he would like to live in. He started kind of planning things. He started to map things out to see what rooms he would need to have. He saved up some money and he bought a block of land out in the bush. It was a bit cheaper and it was a beautiful spot. He thought, yes, this will be a lovely place to build this dream home. You know, had beautiful views over the valley. There's this creek running down that he was able to see. And it was just, you know, everything was kind of coming together. But as he continued to work on different people's places and he saw that this person was putting in a media room, he thought, oh yeah, it'd be really good to have the media room in my dream house. And then someone else had this library with wall to ceiling shelves, and he thought, oh, that'd be a great feature. And someone else's house, there was an indoor swimming pool, and he thought, oh, that'd be really nice to have this. So the plans kept changing as he was adding the different features to this dream house of his, and he was never seemed to have enough money to actually start the building. So he just kept working, kept saving, kept dreaming, kept trying to get things sorted to be able to build this house. And he started being a bit isolated. He wasn't looking after himself quite as well. He wasn't answering calls from friends. He wasn't returning calls to family. He was just becoming, you know, so obsessed about this project. And out of the blue, one day he has a heart attack. And as he's lying there in the hospital bed, he's finally got the chance to look out the window and to see the beautiful blue sky. He realized that, you know, these dreams that he had, the doctor said, look, you're working too much. You need to just slow down completely. And, you know, you probably need to take early retirement. Your body just can't handle all of this. And so poor Jake, as he lies there, just wondering, what am I to do? This dream of what might be, it's all been shattered, all been lost. So often we're told that we are nothing unless we have stuff. You know, our ads always feature this new item, and if you get this thing, whatever it might be, your life will suddenly be complete and you will be somebody, you will be something because you've got this new shining gizmy bob that you're able, you've got your heart set on this thing. And yet we know that when we've given in to the ad and we bought that thing, it hasn't made our lives any better. The man in the parable that Jesus tells today is so fixated on himself. He's just so isolated, so trapped in this little world that he's made. You notice the language. It would have been even more apparent in the first century. Everything, every sentence he has is about I and me. I will do this. I will build these bigger barns. I will tear down the old ones. I will store up these treasures for myself. In the ancient world, it was a much more communitarian society. People did things in common. They would talk about things over a meal. They would share about their situation. They would talk about this, what they needed to do. But this man is in this little tiny world where he's just caught up in his own agenda, his own concerns. And he's so isolated as a result of that, unable to be part of the community, unable to see the needs that are apparent around him. All he can think about is just the bigger barns, this bigger treasure that he's able to sustain. Paul tells us in our reading from Colossians today that there is this need to stop our focus on the things of the earth, to lift our eyes to see the treasures that God has prepared for us, to know that in God, God is alone. God is the one that will bring all of our desires together. If only we can experience God, if only we can offer ourselves to Him, then everything else finds its proper place, because God is everything and God is in everything. God, there's this powerful call to surrender. The first reading today, the wonderful book of Ecclesiastes, that sense that everything is vanity. The word in Hebrew is hevel. Hevel is the word for a gas or a mist. You know, we know it, it's we can kind of see it, but you can't grab hold of it. And so trying to make of how do you translate this word hevel into English? And it was back in the King James that first decided on vanity to try and capture this very concrete reality with an abstract term. And so vanity is as those things where we get so focused on the appearance where there's no substance to what is actually there beneath it. And the invitation is that the things of Hevel, the things of the vanity, the things of the ego, none of those things are actually ever going to satisfy. And we're invited into this place of freedom, this place of simply living in this present moment within this present community, not dreaming about what might be, not imagining what I will do when everything lines up, but just experiencing the wonder and the beauty of God being available to us right here, right now. That's always enough. That God is always enough. That it's never this lure of promises, of riches and empty treasures that are never going to satisfy us. If we want life, if we want freedom, we will only find that by surrendering ourselves to God today. So let's make that decision to give our hearts more fully to the Lord, to open our God, to open our lives to God, to allow Him to experience within us that freedom and that gift of being changed by His glory. So let's give ourselves to that gift of God and open our hearts to the present moment where we can experience freedom and life and goodness in God.